I have been training lifetime soldiers, those desirous of making a journey all the way with me. This depth of fellowship training, of learning to live in truth and in presence with me, is a season you will carry because of the great change taking place through this fellowship you are learning. Your endurance has brought you to this season and is your strength now and beyond. Your endurance has been enabling me to do a work in tearing down barriers of man's traditions, barriers against our intimacy and your maturing. I have been dismantling barriers as my soldiers come closer and closer to me, and I continue in these things, for this outpouring is about fellowship with my spirit and each other, staying close, following in whatever way I lead. I am breaking patterns and dismantling the ways of man as my loved ones hear from and flow with me. The moves of my spirit require the changes that are occurring. Through our fellowship comes ideas and plans and the enlarging of ministries and callings to stand in the wisdom I bring. Your fellowship with me is forward moving, and I have been preparing you for these things. Many are those who must know the intimacy and truth you have been gaining. Hold fast to me. Allow me to come and rearrange and bring change to anything, for your lives are mine. Your callings, your grace-given abilities come from me. All that you are in me is my spirit's workmanship, and my good hand is working. I have insight and wisdom and instructions for the seasons you are approaching, and greater will be the measure of work I will do through you so others might learn what you have been discovering. The changes I bring will allow others to draw closer to me and will be pathways for the pureness of my truth and my spirit's moving. You are being prepared for the days of power and glory, and the time is at hand for these things. I desire my way in your lives, your churches, your ministries, your callings, and your daily living, that all is placed at my feet. For it is my will that all of each life is touched by me. For this is my joy and your glory.